Evening in Tripoli. And newly reopened Radio Shababia is broadcasting a show about the rebels who recently ousted Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. Just months ago, such a program would have been unthinkable. The government-owned station was broadcasting pro-Gaddafi propaganda aimed at the same youth who helped bring Mr. Gaddafi down. Host Mustafa Abdul Samad says during the Gaddafi era, he worked for entertainment programs in order to avoid politics. But now, it is different.
We can criticize anything, we can make, we can show our opinion, and we can let the people express their feelings and their opinions about anything that they want to say without feeling afraid of being punished or being put in jail or our families will be hurt.
Station director Walid El-Lafi is a 25-year-old former rebel. He says the station has a new role, to give listeners a place to talk freely about their country's problems and press for change.
The small jihad was changing the regime. The big jihad is to develop the society.
Across town, editors are preparing the third edition of Tripoli's first independent newspaper, called Pride of the Sea, a local nickname for Tripoli. Editor Fatih Benissa has been working in the business for 30 years. During the fighting, he published anti-Gaddafi flyers from a hideout. After the rebels took Tripoli, he rushed his first edition to the streets. He intends to allow all opinions in the paper, including those critical of the new leadership.
The people in Libya did not get a chance to work out their ideas and ideologies like those living in the West, so I call it the battle of ideologies that will be seen in Libya.
These media pioneers say Libyans know what they were fighting against, but their society never knew the civic institutions needed to promote and protect democratic freedoms. As a result, they say there is much work to be done, and for now at least, they welcome the competition being born in studios and newsrooms in other parts of the city. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Tripoli.